Ben Claggett is visiting Grand Rapids on his Walk for 60, a trek across America to bring awareness to the benefits of walking 60 minutes per day. He joins us now in the studio. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So this is the second time that you've walked across America. So why in the world are you doing that?
Well, I had such a ball the first time. I thought that I would give it another go. And you know, the main difference with this walk is the route. So I started in Portland, Maine on April 12th. So I've walked just a little bit under 1600 miles to get to Grand Rapids.
Let's go back to the first time you did it. When was it?
So my first walk was in 2015.
And what were you like sitting at a bar one day and thought, I got to walk across the United States? What's your motivation?
So I had done a self-supported cycling trip the previous fall. I had biked from eastern Kansas to southern Florida and had just gotten more simplistic with my traveling. And just this crazy thought occurred to me like, huh, I wonder if I'd be able to walk from one ocean to the other. And I started looking into it, and there were actually people that had done it. And after looking at some of the blogs and kind of figuring out the mileage per day and what the walk would actually take, it seemed pretty feasible to me. And I just got really, really excited about the idea. I was more excited about that than some different jobs I was applying for and a lot of other things that were going on in my life. So I just said, hey, well, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot.
Did you learn anything from the first time that'll help you this time?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the first walk, I carried a backpack for the first 1,100 miles or so. And a lot of that was just because I wanted to experience the walk with a backpack and with a jogging stroller. But when I was planning
Jogging stroller. So you're pushing something too?
I'm pushing something, yeah. I have my jogging stroller is named PJ.
you start talking to him?
Oh, I have a lot of conversations with PJ. I talk to him like he's my dog. So I carry all of my camping gear and clothes and pretty much everything I need to get by on a daily basis inside PJ. And he weighs anywhere from 80 to 120 pounds depending on how much water's in there.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a lightweight walker, mm-hmm. but
so the first time was a backpack. Now it's the stroller.
Yes.
Easier, yeah. Tougher.
It makes a huge difference. I didn't even entertain the thought of carrying a backpack on this walk. On the first one, my feet were just so beat up and my back hurt, and I can cover on average probably 8 to 10 miles more per day with the stroller. And it feels like 30 miles with a stroller actually can feel like a leisurely walk, as opposed to 18 or 20 miles with a backpack. So it makes all the difference in the world.
We're speaking with Ben Claggett. He's traveling across the United States. So it's taken you a little over 2 months to get from there to here?
This morning is my 72nd day on the road.
Okay. So,
so what's your destination then today? So what does your day look like?
So after the interview here, I'll be going to the grocery store, and then I'm probably, going to try to get to ball club. I think it's about 24 miles down the road from here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my goal for the day. I'm hoping to be in Bemidji in 3 days. And then Grand Forks and the Minnesota, North Dakota border in 7. And you know, I try not to plan out too much of how my day is going to go. I really like to just go with the flow, meet people in an organic way, and just kind of figure out where I'm staying every night kind of as the day unfolds.
So I don't quite understand people like you. I can understand the walking, but I see people like riding bikes and they've got like 5,000 pounds of gear on.
Uh-huh.
Their heads are down. It's raining out. And they only have 7,000 miles to go. What is it that turns your crank on something like this? Is it just the physicalness of it, or is it meeting people? What's the whole story behind it?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. Meeting people and just seeing different scenery and walking through different towns is what I look forward to the most on a daily basis. But ultimately, this trip and this lifestyle, you really just focus on one day at a time. Sometimes, you know, you can think about the next week ahead, But thinking about the big picture and how far away the Pacific Ocean is just way too overwhelming.
Sure.
So it really forces you to enjoy the day, focus on the blessings of today, the people that you meet on a daily basis, and just what's in front of you. So it really allows you to live in the present, unlike any other method of travel or just any other lifestyle that I've had in the past. And that's my favorite thing about it.
So you've covered a lot of miles so far, and I'm imagining you've met a lot of people. So anything interesting that's happened?
I've been hosted, and people have just literally opened up their homes to me in every state and every Canadian province that I was in. I would say that the most interesting encounter I had wasn't with a person, but with a black bear.
Oh.
When I was in Nipigon, Ontario, about 2.5 weeks ago, I heard some footsteps outside of my tent and some snorting and thought, oh boy, that's not human. And it was about 6 a.m. and I had slept with my tent fly open, and I rolled over and there was a big black bear that was just kind of standing next to my cart, sniffing at my cart. And I'd been doing the whole bear bag thing, pulling out my food and stuff at night to keep the bears away. But I think I had missed a couple of granola bar wrappers, or this was just a favorite spot of the bear, so I ended up having to use my bear spray on him, so he didn't look like he was going to be going away anytime soon. So, you know, that was, everybody had been warning me about bears for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I was camping out in Canada, probably just out in the bush, I'd say 80% of the time. So I don't know that it was necessarily a foregone conclusion that I was going to come across a bear, but that was a heck of a way to start the day.
Well, that sounds interesting. So what are some other logistical things? Like, I mean, do you bring an extra pair of shoes, or if you blow out a shoe, you buy them in the next town, and sunscreen and hats and rain gear, all that stuff?
So to kind of go along with the theme that I'm not necessarily traveling as light as I could be, I have 4 pairs of shoes right now.
Okay.
1 pair of hiking boots, 3 pairs of running shoes, and then a pair of flip-flops. And the running shoes that I have, one pair is about a week old, another pair is kind of in the prime of its life, and then the last pair I have about another 50 or 60 miles on. So depending on how my feet feel on any given day, some days I'll wear all 4 pairs of shoes. So one pair will just feel better today and won't feel good on my feet tomorrow. So it gives me a lot of options. And that's another plus of having the jogging stroller. I can actually afford to carry that extra weight.
Do you ever get bored and jog?
I actually, on my walk into Grand Rapids 2 days ago, I did run for about 1.5 miles when I was on the trail that runs parallel to the highway. But that was rare. I joke that PJ's not a jogger. He's a walker.
Jeez, he's your close friend.
His front wheel really, really likes to wiggle. So he maxes out at about 3.5 miles an hour. Anything over that's pushing it. And that's okay with me. I don't want to ruin a good walk by running.
You know, we've had conversations and on the air, Ben, about people texting and safety on bikes and things like that. So do you walk towards the cars? So you see the cars coming, or are they coming at your back?
Exactly.
And do you have any issues with close calls with people not paying attention?
Fortunately, on this walk, it hasn't. Watching the vehicles come at me definitely helps. But I haven't. No situations really come to mind on this walk where there was a driver that was just blatantly distracted while, you know, texting or talking on their phone or anything. I had some close calls on my first walk, but fortunately the shoulders have been, from start to finish, have been big enough, and there have been a lot of rumble strips. So those, you know, are always sort of a signal flare. If I hear someone hit the rumble strip, you know, I'm on higher alert than normal, looking to see what they're doing and everything. But it is a bit alarming when you just look at every car that passes, the number of people that are either on their phone or looking at their phone, because it's always really obvious when they're driving by.
Do you have any little games you play with yourself? Like, I know when you go on long car trips, sometimes if you have kids, you'll do the alphabet game or something like that. Do you pay attention to license plates or bumper stickers? Or
you know, the license plate game becomes maddening because after a while, it's the same state. Sometimes in Minnesota, you know, I've seen a few North Dakotas, a few Idahos, some Ontarios, but it's like the same couple of license plates. I haven't played the ABC game on this trip because it's also maddening once you get to Q. You can be stuck on Q for...
Yeah, you're not going to see a Quaker State sign very often.
No, so I ended up playing that. Sometimes I'll count cars and just, you know, cars will pass me and I'll count to 100 and then just start over.
Okay.
And then one thing that I do is I wave to drivers. You know, if someone scoots over for me, I'll wave and give them a little, you know, give them a smile. See how many people, you know, wave back at me.
Do you ever do the semi one?
Yep, I do.
Got a guy.
And
they've been good about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Truckers, like one little thing that always gives me a little boost when I'm walking is when someone, you know, someone waves at me before I wave at them, or if a trucker is heading in the same direction as I am and he blows his horn and, you know, gives me a thumbs up out the window, I'll let out a pretty good yippee as I'm walking down and, you know, give a little fist pump. And so I do a lot of little things like that just to make it more entertaining.
So there is a reason that you are walking.
Yes.
And so can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the theme for my walk is Walk for 60. And my purpose, my mission is to inspire and encourage people to incorporate 60 minutes of walking into their daily routines. And I stress to people, of course, walking is great for the body. It's easy on the joints. You know, if you're mobile, anybody can walk and you can do it anywhere. So it's a great way to stay active and to stay healthy. But I also get tremendous mental and spiritual benefits out of walking. For me, it's meditative. Now, granted, it's not always meditative walking down the side of a busy highway. But as far as just going out for an hour-long walk in your neighborhood or an hour-long hike, just as a way to kind of clear your head, reconnect with your surroundings, reconnect with your town, your neighborhood. You know, there are things that people miss when you're driving in a car or even riding on a bike as opposed to walking. So walking is just an incredible way to reconnect with your surroundings. And you know, I think the most amazing thing about walking is you can do it literally anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. You can just, you know, put on your shoes and just go for a walk, even if it's not for 60 minutes. You know, just go out for 20 minutes or 30 minutes instead of camping out in front of the TV right after dinner.
So I brought this up earlier this morning. To me, when I walk, I don't feel like it's a workout, but I know it is.
Uh-huh.
Do you encourage people to walk a little bit faster when they walk?
I think it just really depends on what you're looking for. I will actually purposely walk slower sometimes and force myself to slow down because I'm a fast walker just in general. But you know, if you don't enjoy running, like I know a lot of folks just don't enjoy running and it is really hard on the body, you know, absolutely speed it up to 3.5 or 4 miles an hour. And just that extra bit of momentum is just going to increase, you know, get the heart pumping a little bit more, burn more calories.
So around here, like Kari Hedlund, she walks very, very fast. And we literally put on some distance when we work here. Uh-huh. That's okay too, right? I mean, that all could add up to the 60 minutes.
Well, the goal is, and the thing that I try to stress is to do it for pleasure and to find that extra time in your day, which I know it's tough to find 60 minutes. But just to find that time and to purposely go out of your way to walk, not necessarily working. Cause I work in the service industry and wait tables and bartend. So when I talk to my coworkers about walking, they always say, oh, well, I'm on my feet for, you know, 6 hours and I probably walk 5 miles in a give a shift. And I say, well, yeah, you know, that's great, but try doing it for pleasure, you know, make it a habit to go out and enjoy walking for the sake of walking.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And John and I were talking earlier today too, of just we get so immersed either in our phones or, you know, we're needing to catch up on binge watching, whatever it might be that we need. But really, it's a good reminder to go out, and there's lots of great stuff happening out in nature, and you need to connect in with your neighbors and what Absolutely. You're seeing there. Well, we wish you the best of luck here. We have a listening area will kind of follow you now all the way, you know, kind of on your route toward Grand Forks. So
okay.
if Sounds there are great. People out there listening, they should be giving you a little.
Yeah, and
little...
honk the horn when you drive. But now, can people track you on anything or not?
So I don't have like a tracking app or anything, but I post pictures to my Facebook page every few days. And that is, if you just search for walk and then 4 F-O-R and the number 60, okay. You'll be able to find my page through Facebook. I also have a website that's www.walkfor60.com. And that has a link to my blog. I actually just posted my latest blog post right before this interview. So I update that once a week, and I love writing, so I really enjoy those. So that's a good way to kind of track where I am and follow me along there.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot. That's Ben Claggett. You can look for him on his way to ball club.
Give him a
You're
wave.
Listening to The Morning Show on Northern Community Radio.